Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the radio show with Cindy Sharp.
Cindy Sharp.
You know the girl. She's all heart.
So full of heart.
She got your back.
Yeah.
Helping you to let go of the lack.
Let go of that lack.
Yeah. That's what sharpening your spirit radio is for. Okay, sharpening your spirit radio is here to say, ensure your perfect heal of the starting today is your home. Sharpening your spirit radio is here to say, accept yourself and heal of the starting today.
Okay.
Sharpening your spirit radio is here to say, accept yourself and heal of the starting today. Loving you is all you have to do. Major changes coming about, no worries to think about. Just stand up and shout, be ready for the new you.
That's right. Be ready for the new you to show. Here it is, the Sharpening Your Spirit podcast and radio show, and we are here to support you in a kind, loving way. Thank you for tuning in today. You know who I am. I am your host and your coach, Cindy Sharp. And here at the Sharpening Your Spirit radio show, we do a few things. Let's start about the first most important thing. The first most important thing is to support you on your human walk here on earth to make sure that you feel that you're in the right place, that you know that you're being supported, that you know that you are loved. And that is part of what the Sharpen Your Spirit radio show and podcast is about. One other thing that we do here is that we do a short, fast show that is based on the work that I do with Sharpen Your Spirit coaching and training. And that is where we get down and dirty in a quick 15 minutes. It's called 15 Minutes to Thrive, to Keep and Mission Alive. And I give you fast, down, dirty, loving, open-hearted advice on how to keep your business moving in the flow and to get out there on your mission in a big, fat, loving way. So you can heal yourself, you can heal others, and you can create some love in this world that you were put here to do. The other show that we do is the show that we're doing today, which is really just a huge blessing for so many. And the show is called The Messengers. And if you've tuned in today, you know that we have a very special messenger here today. And the thing that's really neat about the gal that we have, and let me tell you her name, it's Carisha Cochran. The thing that's really neat about this particular special human and heartfelt soul is that I know her personally, and I met her through taking one of her workshops. She works here and lives here locally in the area of the Monterey Peninsula, and if you don't know where that is, it's Central Coast of California. And she is a spark of light, a blessing to the universe. And she has a very clear, loving message that she wants to share with many. And so after meeting her, I just had to entice her and invite her to come on our show today. But really quickly before I'm going to tell you all about her and invite her on. And definitely stay tuned for that. I just want to talk about what this show is about. This is where the kind of the who's who. And that doesn't mean that they're separate and that they're different or that they are better. It means that they are the people that have chosen. They have gotten the call and they have chosen to walk out in their life in a big, loving way. And that's why I call them the who's who, because when somebody said to them, "Hey, who are you?" They said, "I'm a messenger." And they stepped out and they walked into their truth. And so we give 30 minutes a week to some of these folks that are doing their real, true mission here on this earth. And today we feel very blessed to be able to invite a very special gal in. And her name, again, is Carisha Cochran, and I want to tell you a little bit about Carisha. Carisha is Okay, I told you a little bit about her already, but I want to tell you some other juicy, juicy little details. She's just this really neat, gentle spirit, but she has this fierce mission. She empowers people to find their own inner heartfelt potential by combining the truth of yoga and the vibration of sound healing, and then layering in that her own intuitive gift. She allows people to glide into a harmonious, balanced life so they can reach their true soul mission. She's a profoundly intuitive spirit. She supports people through moving group classes, deep one-on-one work. Really, to work with Krishna is a true inner shift for your body, a true inner shift for your heart, and for your soul as well. And with, you know, no further ado, let's invite this beautiful little gal in. Hey,
hello, everyone.
Hi, I'm so happy to have you here today. Thank you so very, very much for agreeing to spread your love and your light on the Sharpen Your Spirit podcast. So, you know, before we get started, I would love it if you would just give a few minutes of background about yourself and a little bit about, you know, how you came to this calling, because, you know, you obviously have been called to do some beautiful work here on this earth, some beautiful healing work. And can you tell us a little bit about yourself and how that came about?
Yeah, really happy to. So something I share with a lot of people publicly is coming from a traumatic background and past growing up. So I was sexually abused as a child repetitively. I have family abuses. Addiction runs in my family. So just varying degrees of trauma. And so, you know, it really put me in a space where, you know, where there's no hope and sadness and trauma, there's in a way a great ability to turn that around and to reach for something better. So I went through life in a big way in my teen years and as a young adult, not knowing what I would do, but being very sensitive, introverted, and very street smart or life smart is what I really was. And so I didn't find my tribe. It took me a while, and I didn't know what I was doing. I was managing in corporate situations and really just trying to make it in Orange County by myself. So that was tough. And then I just heard the word yoga somewhere. I don't know if that came to me or if I heard it from a friend, but when I heard the word yoga, I really understood that I didn't have to take a class or understand what yoga was all about as far as the details, because I really just had an inner knowing that it was all about peace. And so that's what I was looking for with my background and all of the trauma and the pain, is I was really wanting healing and support through that and life tools. And so when I got into yoga, I went to a teacher training, and I felt like I found home. And that was basically the start of me stepping into this kind of role of supporting other people through their pains and having these life tools. And teaching yoga just was the very beginning of my blossoming in that field, and it's just been really cool and really wonderful, and I'm so grateful. And so I think that happens for a lot of us, just with that background of experiencing a very low and just wanting something better and knowing that there's got to be something better out there. So that's a little bit about me.
Well, first off, let me just thank you so much for being able to share such a sensitive story with our listeners. And, you know, the listeners that listen on a regular basis know that I also come from a background of struggle, and that a lot of times we work with people that have gone through some of those same struggles. And, I don't want to downplay the struggle, because it was real. There's no doubt about it. But I love that you said this, and I believe this to be true, and that is that, you know, some of us in a way were chosen, and if we had not gone through that strife, if we had not gone through that struggle, if we had not gone through that pain, if we didn't really know the depth of the pain, I don't know that we would be as compassionate in the work that we've been chosen to do. And so I, in my life, and I don't want to, you know, speak for anybody else, I feel almost like it's my blessing, you know, it's the blessing instead of the lesson. So meaning that it's been, you know, a blessing to me. Don't get me wrong. I wouldn't say, oh, yippee skippy, I just want to go back and do that over again. And I'm sure you don't feel that way as well. But do you also feel that way in your life, that you've, you know, that there's some kind of a blessing, a little dust of a blessing that you've gotten through understanding that pain and being able to help each other from that understanding?
Yeah, I 100% agree. And things that I like to talk about is honoring the pain and the struggle, like you're mentioning, and not wishing that for anyone. However, being able to see that within pain really lies wisdom if we're open to it. And pain and trauma and suffering really are the antithesis and the balance to the freedom and the peace, right? And so they work together in these really magical ways. And when we experience a really deep heartbreak and a deep pain, in a big way, we have a shift and our eyes can be opened to the bigger picture of what's important for us rather than sort of the mindful games that we get into day in and day out where we think these other things are important, but really they're kind of surface things and surface suffering where when our world gets rocked, we kind of get a better vision and a more clear vision if we're open to it. And so it can really be the beginning and a reminder to something greater out there, and the awareness and the truth lying within the world that we're living in that seems very confusing most days.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, thank you for sharing that. And I think we certainly have a connection here on what we believe, and I think a lot of people that listen to the show believe the same thing, and a lot of them have gone through their own walks of, you know, pain and the struggle, as I like to call it. So, you know, one thing I want to really talk to you about today, because I'm just enticed with excitement to learn more about this, and it's called this work that you do called Truth Talks. So I want to ask you a few questions about that, but I want to also share with the listeners that you do some really neat stuff. So you also do some private yoga sessions that are here locally. And can you tell a little bit, you know, because, you know, a lot of us have gone to yoga classes, but tell a little bit about what happens differently in a private yoga session.
Yeah, great question. So I love this subject, by the way. I just wish my whole day was doing podcasts with you, Cindy. I think it's so lovely. So I'm having so much fun. But yeah, private yoga sessions are so valuable and can be such a unique experience away from group classes because you're getting all of that teacher's attention. And hopefully that teacher has the skill to be able to work with your unique goals and unique body injuries, past experience, pains, emotional traumas in order to guide you through a really opening, safe, balanced experience. And so I think that's wonderful. You have that more intimate setting where you're able to ask questions, connect, and also be guided in a very specific, unique way for whatever you're going through. So I really love, my heart is really in that work with working with people on a smaller basis, because that's where my natural talent comes into play. Because if I take a group and you just consider a group, you've got, you know, maybe anywhere from 5 to 25 or 30 students in a class who all are coming to the space, Freedom, from whatever struggles and challenges that they're facing that day. And they just want some peace. They just want a moment for themselves where they can refill. And that's great. However, all of those people have a unique background, have unique bodies, have unique goals, have unique injuries, right? And so I think it's wonderful to be able to connect with people on a smaller scale and to be able to ask the right questions and to connect and get on that more personal level with a teacher who is going to resonate with you and really connect with you and that you're drawn to, so that way you can do that work together and feel supported in the unique challenges that you're experiencing.
Now, I have to tell you, that just sounds like a wonderful thing, is to not only have the the support on the emotional level, but then to shift that into a physical space and to shift those two things together and move them to peace. What a blessing to be able to do a private yoga session with you. So I'm going to just suggest for anybody that's locally in the, mid-California area, that this is a gal that you might want to think of doing some special, deeper work with. But one thing that you do that I just love is your truth talks. And I want to really talk about how those encourage, personal growth within people, and how it really, really kind of slides down to the reality and the truth of what people need to talk about. And I think I want to talk about this because I think your story is really the basis for allowing people to get in that place and that space, can talk their truth, and where they feel safe and that they feel protected and they feel loved. So can you tell me about, we're going to talk about the truth talks, but I have a few questions about them. So what is a common struggle that you see among people?
Yeah, okay. So there are a few I could think of, but a common struggle specifically around truth talks, and when I get to working with people in a more intimate way and getting to understand people, is really a common challenge of willpower and consistency, because usually people are coming to me and they're already coming to me open, right, which is a great thing. I don't have to convince anyone that, yoga is beneficial. There's some piece of them that already knows that they're coming to a space to receive some sort of medicine. And so what I witness is that with the people I support, but also within my own practice as well, there's a struggle for the consistency in their practice mindfully, whatever that is, meditation or yoga, or if they want to run every day and they and that really has them thriving, or if they're artists and they paint and they just stop painting. So that's what I really witnessed, is that people struggle with the willpower and the consistency, but the willpower is like a muscle that just needs to be used and strengthened. And I think that feeling empowered instead of self-defeated is really where we're going to, and why people come to me, is because they want the support to feel empowered in their lives in some sort of aspect. So I'm all about that as far as honing that in and understanding that willpower isn't just something that some people are born with, like some special group of people, but it's really something that we all struggle with and can be a challenge for us, on a regular basis, even throughout our day. And just like any other muscle, it's just something that with practice gets strengthened and built upon. And support, that's where I think support in our lives really comes into play, not only with a teacher or, someone like me or you, where we're going out and actively supporting these people, but with everything in their lives as far as friends and the experiences that they're feeding themselves with, is going to either encourage their empowerment, or it's going to encourage their old patterns of maybe not showing up in their best way that they're really proud of.
Mm. Wow. That's amazing. And the fact that you get to be able to do that with them is, you know, it's such an honorable, loving work. You know, I'm curious to know, like, who's kind of the primary people that you support with this work?
I'm really putting my energy and my effort into working with women who are going through challenges and observing fear in their lives and maybe feel stuck. So it's funny enough because I describe this and it's like, well, that's all women. That's like all of us because we all go through these cycles and these waves of feeling stuck and really needing a helping hand of support in order to kind of get us back on our path, so to speak. But yeah, I like to work with women because I am coming from that space. I've went through the trauma and the pain and the suffering, and I've seen addiction and verbal and physical abuse. And I've come out on the other side because I've had people around me and circumstances around me that have aided me and supported me with that. And so it's totally possible, and I'm really able to understand and empathize and resonate with that group of people the deepest. And it's so effortless for me because it's something that I've been through and that makes up a part of how I show up in the world. And so I think that's where our work is what seems effortless to can be really challenging to another person. And that's kind of what our gift is like what feels easy almost for us to do, which is, I think, wonderful.
Absolutely. And isn't that a great way to put it? You know, what our gift is that you have this place in yourself that something isn't such a struggle or a challenge for you, and you can share some tools and share some help with others and support with others to get them through their struggle. So that's a really neat way that you put that. So what would you really recommend for, you know, to support these women? You know, is there a couple of recommendations that could help maybe our listeners today if they were going through some of these struggles?
Yeah, absolutely. So I would say that, you know, the root of suffering or the root of our challenges or what we think of as problems in our lives are often seeds of, can be opportunities, really seeds of opportunities for us to grow and to learn from however we want to. But if we're just considering that, you know, the struggle and the challenge is our willpower and for our self-care, I've come to a place of really believing that the reason why we're struggling and we're challenged so much is because our priority is taking care of other people, maybe our families or our kids or our spouse or the people at work that we show up for, but before ourselves. And so I think that big way, it's like, how can we just remember that ourselves, us individually, is the most important thing to start with, because everything starts from the inside and then resonates outward. And so we're going to be more effective in how we give to others if we're able to really refill ourselves and to really take care of ourselves and love ourselves. And I think that's the critical piece, is finding the support, just taking one step right now today, like right after this podcast. What could you do? Like maybe even right now, writing down something that maybe is coming to you when you listen to this so you don't forget about it, about, you know, what's a simple, accessible, almost effortless step for you to take today in order to refill your cup and to come back to the priority of your self-care. And I think that's the most important thing that I see across the board, I think especially with women, and who I'm naturally, effortlessly speaking to, because as women, we happen to be very nurturing, and society tells us that we need to almost be kind of meek and take care of other people. And I think that's a great, beautiful aspect of us, but it's only one layer and one facet. And it comes from really honoring ourselves and being good to us so we can be good to other people.
Oh, boy. How much do I love that? Because, you know, here's what I heard is if you just take an easy action, put yourself first in a loving way, and you take an action, not tomorrow, not make a big list of all the 10 million things that you have to do, but a simple step, one action. And so I'm going to say to the listeners, hey, I think that is about the most brilliant thing on earth. Why don't you guys take an action as soon as you get done here of listening to this show, whatever that possibly could be. And it can be really easy. It can be really simple. So thank you. Thank you. Because I think a lot of times people, don't you agree that they put too much kind of thought into this, that it has to be this big thing? And sometimes it's just really taking that peaceful first loving step, and that kind of starts the dominoes, so to speak, right?
Yes, yeah, and for the listeners, it's like your listeners already have a self-care practice because they're here listening to this. And so even doing just an inquiry and a reflection on how do I feel when I listen to this, and after I'm done, you know, how did I feel from the start and how did I feel after? What did this fire? And that's so simple. You know, how can you create that feeling that you want to feel every day in your life by something as simple as listening to a podcast or signing up for that class or reading that book, you know? And so I think it can be really simple, and our minds is usually what causes our stress, that it has to be something big and we need to do the most awesome, brilliant thing so we can prove it to ourselves and others. But I think that, you know, one small step after another really makes, creates a long journey of change and transition and evolution, which is what we're striving for in this life, is just to show up in our best way day after day.
Oh, gosh, that is so beautiful. And, you know, my heart right now is broken because I have to be honest. I could talk to you all day long, too. Such a beautiful little light. And I know that we're getting closer to the end here of our time together. So I want to ask you a couple of quick questions. And one question is, you know, one thing about, you do these beautiful truth talks, and people can certainly see through what we've talked today about how that work could be so important in their life for them to be able to get to their inner truth and to be able to really share and to be encouraged so they can get the personal growth and the heart growth that they want in their life. But I have a question about practicing yoga, and that is, you know, a lot of people believe that yoga is about flexibility and it's about being strong, but there's really some other deeper benefits to the yoga practice. Can you tell a little bit about that?
Yes, so happy to. So I'll try to make that somewhat quick because one thing is that you don't have to consider yourself flexible or strong in order to take yoga class. There are hundreds of different styles and different teachers who all have a unique perspective and way of guiding the body. And what it's really about is the body, if you think about your physical body, when you go through stress, right, say you're in a work day and you get a headache, right? So you get stress and it manifests in the physical body. And that's what happens with all of our experiences. So if you just consider how much we're holding stress, trauma, pain, heartbreak within our deep connective tissues and within our body, and all of that tension and stress really manifesting, that makes us feel inflamed and tight and rigid and lethargic and tired and immobile, is really what yoga is addressing. And so yoga is this beautiful way that is all about the word connection, right? Yoga means union, and it's all about connection. So it's like, okay, well, if that's what yoga is about, what are we connecting? And so we're connecting everything, mind, body, soul, right? Or mind, body, spirit. And so it teaches awareness and it teaches balance in our lives. So physically, everything that we're experiencing has everything to do with and is completely connected to our mental process, our emotional body. And so it's really the physical translating to the internal. And so we're opening, releasing tension and trauma. We're getting stronger and becoming more flexible in the body, but also more importantly in our minds and in our hearts.
Wow. Now, you know, that's very interesting because I actually teach laughter yoga, and I had forgotten that the word yoga meant union. And I loved learning these other different benefits because I also came from that brain set or that mindset, or I'm going to call it the human set, that I thought, you know, it was just this exercise that you do. And if you do it, you're going to become more flexible and you're going to become more strong. But there's all these underlying benefits for your body, for your brain, for your heart. And I thank you so much for sharing that. So, you know, one thing that I want to share with the listeners is that, you know, you can obviously hear by listening to Krish, and I say your name wrong, and I'm so sorry. I want to just call you my little yoga gal.
My
little yoga gal. So please pronounce it for me one time so my brain will just get it.
It is Carencia, and it's a tough one. Carencia. It's long.
Carencia. It's just spelt in a way that I want to say it a different way, and I have a very dyslexic way of looking at things anyway. So, Carencia, first I want to tell you that you are a blessing to the universe, and I am thrilled to have met you, and I am even more thrilled that you shared your energy and your love here today. So I want to reach out to the listeners and say, look, if you are looking to have some talks in your life, some changes in your life, some shifts in your life, reach out to her webpage. I'm sorry, let me get that. And I want to spell it for you. I want everybody to get it. So it's KERENSIAYOGA.com. She not only has some free, amazing offerings there, but she also has a way to connect with her to do these private yoga sessions or to really get into some deep work with these truth talks that she does so you can start living your best loving life. So I want to say it one more time. It's KERENSIAYOGA.com. And with that, I want to just share with you, again, a beautiful thanks and that I'm sending you so much love for allowing my listeners and allowing myself to be in the presence of your beauty and your greatness because you really have, I don't know, you know, I'm sure you do know because you're stepping out in that big way and you're letting your mission, you know, your heart mission happen, but I just want you to know that, you know, from me to you, that I feel so so blessed that you are doing that because you definitely have something to share that I think the world needs.
Thank you so much, Cindy, for sharing all of that. I'm taking it in and so appreciative. I'm so appreciative of being here and having this opportunity, and it's all wonderful. I wanted to share quickly before we leave that one of the offerings and events I'm doing really feels fitting to the listeners of Sharpening Your Spirit Radio, which is called Fierce Graceful Living Retreat here locally in Monterey. So that's on my website. I just wanted to mention that weekend is in November locally for people all about graceful, fierce living.
Ooh, you know, that sounds fantastic. And I can always stretch a couple extra minutes here. Because, you know, we do have listeners that live all over, you know, the country and the world. And so people often love to come to the Monterey area for just pretty much so anything because, you know, we're really one of the most beautiful places in the world. And, you know, such a sacred space that we have here with our bay and our oceans and, you know, all the things that we have here in our forests.
Mm-hmm.
So tell a little bit more about it and a little bit more about the time frame, please.
Yeah, my pleasure. It's going to be November 11th through the 13th. So that's a Friday through Sunday, and we're making it really accessible for people who have the Monday through Friday work life. So Friday is going to be 6 to 9 p.m., Saturdays all day, 12 to 8, and then Sunday's a half day from 12 to 4. And I recommend signing up for the whole weekend, even though drop-in for each day sessions are available for those people who can't make it here and there, just because I'm going to plan it in a way that has a really connective way of bringing the group together throughout the whole weekend with different experiences. We're going to be doing definitely a more heated practice for all levels at the beginning, and then a very restorative, relaxing, de-stressing, just breathing practice at the end. And then all in the middle of our day, I do talks, truth talks on fierce, graceful living and provide tools and basically just talk about those tools of how we can incorporate a balanced living and life tools into our regular day-to-day lives and routines so that way we're really refilling our cup and giving it our best and showing up in that way that we're really proud of.
Oh gosh, you know, that sounds like an amazing, restorative, loving weekend. And so I'm going to suggest again that everybody go to your webpage, and I don't have it now in front of me. Can you share it again for our listeners?
Yes, it is kerensiayoga.com. And you can find my schedule under the schedule tab, and under the shop section, it talks about truth talks and private sessions and things of that nature, which I also do work with people via Skype and truth talks over the phone for those listeners who I do really resonate with and they don't find themselves locally in the area. So that takes that roadblock out of the equation.
Can I ask you one question about that? Because I can certainly see how, you know, this yoga practice that you have, which is, you know, really where you're helping people kind of peel back their layers and getting to a true supporting self-love place for themselves. Do you do that also through Skype, or is there a way to do that through Skype?
Yes, so I offer yoga sessions and I offer truth talks via Skype.
Okay.
So that's all you need. If you don't have Skype, you just download it. It's very simple to connect there as long as technology is on our side. And so that's really accessible. And I do truth talks also via phone, not yoga sessions via phone, just because I want to give my best and just maybe in the future we'll have technology to where that feels like a good connect. But for now, I think Skype is still a way for us to connect in a beautiful way and for me to guide people through a practice that way.
Oh, gosh. Okay, I love it. So people from anywhere can connect with your beautiful message. And thank you for being a messenger of this universe where you have stepped out, moved through your fear, moved through the struggle, and moved through the strife, and are now sharing your heart and your love with others. And I want to thank you again for being on the show today and connecting with the listener. So gratitude mm-hmm. for you.
I feel so full. Thank you, Cindy. You're so welcome. Wishing you a really balanced rest of your day, too. Lots of self-care and self-love to you, beautiful goddess.
Oh, thank you, honey. Thank you, honey. Okay, listeners, as you can see, this was a podcast that you may even want to go back and listen to again. But like Krishna said earlier today, or earlier in the podcast, is that, you know, these are the times for you to really support yourself, and love yourself and to give yourself this time. And I thank you so much for giving that time today. We're going to give you love and light, and you know how we end every single show at the Sharpen Your Spirit podcast, and that is love, light, and a big kiss. Until next time, we'll see you next week. Have a beautiful day, everybody. Bye-bye now.